and welcome to the latest distinctive podcast, What Gets Us Into the Water. Today I'm speaking to two women who take themselves into water regularly, enjoying the act of swimming, what it does to their body and mind, and how it supports their professional life. So welcome to Penny Aspin, our Director of Coaching at Distinctive People, and Catherine Waterworth, Director of Operations at Ponswater.
Hello, lovely to be with you today, Catherine and Denise.
Hi, Denise and Penny, nice to speak to you again.
That's great, thanks very much both. So we'll start with Catherine then. Catherine, how did you get into swimming and how do you stick with it?
I live in Northern Ireland, so I've never lived any more than about a mile and a half from the coast. And I've swam all my life, really, as a child and right through. My family all swam. Our Sundays were spent getting the train to the beach on down the coast from where we live, because it was a little bit cleaner as we lived in the city. But it was literally bathing costumes, buckets, spades, picnics on the beach, because no one had any money and they weren't going to amusement arcades then. And it was all year round. And we all swam, came back home again, refreshed, dirty, tired, full of sand, and just waited for the next weekend when we could do it again. It's something that I've always done, and I've just taken it up a lot more over, well, really since probably the last 5 or 6 years. And through lockdown, I find my beach invaded by quite a lot of people who all started swimming at the same time. It's just something that's always been there. My grandparents were great open water swimmers, and my father and my sister does it too. And it's just in the family, and it's just something that just clears your head and you just keep going. It's great.
That sounds really great. I think for someone who, like me, lives right in the middle of the country and was brought up as far from the sea as you can get, a trip to the sea was an annual treat. So that does sound really idyllic. Thanks, Catherine. And Penny, what about you? How did you get into swimming and stick with it?
Well, I've always swum, mainly in pools and on holiday, not been near the sea like Catherine, but I've reconnected to it more this year as I've been unable to run. And I just like swimming because it makes my body feel alive. And I've used the opportunity this year to learn the front crawl again, tried it a couple of times, swim a few times a week indoors, and sometimes love an outdoor swim, but not in the depths of winter. And I just enjoy it. I'm someone that enjoys yoga, and I love that stretch that you get when you're in the water. Yeah. And that sense of feeling being held in space.
That sounds great. Thanks very much, Penny. Coming back to Catherine then, tell us about how your swimming shows in your life and its connection to your work as a leader, as well as your well-being.
I find that when we talk about well-being, we think about the well-being of our staff and how we need to look after that. But I fully believe that we have to start with ourselves. And if we're not fully grounded and relaxed and able to feel things ourselves, then we really can't help the staff or enable them to do the same. So I definitely think that I get out into the water and it's such a stress reliever. I just think you swim out, and because I'm swimming in the sea, you feel completely insignificant. I just swim out and I just stop sometimes in the water and look out, and the horizon's off there and there's a mountain here, and I just think there are no problems in this world that I can't solve for me, because I am nothing in comparison to the size of the place. I'm so insignificant that everything can be dealt with, and it really just clears my head. And I honestly find that a good swim, now if I'm having a bad day, sometimes I do the front crawl like Penny says there, because I find it just gets my temper out or my anger or my frustrations, and it exhausts you, and then you swim back and you do a nice breaststroke back in, taking in, and if the sun's shining on the water and you're swimming back to the shore, it creates this sun path, and it's like the sun path just illuminates everything. And as you're swimming in and you're thinking, that sun just lights the way forward for you. And when I'm swimming back and I see the sun, and I just think, you know, today's going to be a good day. If you're alive and you feel the intoxication, I think, of the sea, I mean, I definitely feel that I crave it if I'm not in it. And I just think it's the weightlessness, like Penny mentioned there. But I just feel my mood afterwards is great. I just get out of the water like, okay, it's windy at the minute, but with a real spring in your step, and you just feel really great. The rest of the day is amazing because you've got this new lease of life, and you just have this bright outlook. You think, oh my goodness, I mean, everything out there is big. My problems are small, so we'll be able to solve anyone else's, and we can help them along the way. And the well-being aspect of that for me really is, I just, I just find it soothing and it just makes me feel happy.
Wow. You paint some really amazing pictures there, Catherine. I particularly liked when you were talking about the sun on the sea and that path of sunshine. It's clear that it's really important to you and it really does inspire you, which is fantastic to find something like that, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's great.
So, Penny, what does swimming offer you as a leadership coach?
Well, for me, because mine's been very much a journey of learning this year about resilience and patience, I think there's a lot of parallels to being a leader or a coach. So put yourself back in that learning zone and practice the drills supported by a teacher. And it's just a great reminder and a valuable lesson for leaders and coaches that new skills just don't appear overnight. They need practice, and in my case, more practice, seeking to rewire the brain and create muscle memory. And then weaving the drills together, moving through the water. It really is about building layers of skills and layers of good habits. And we can't remember and focus on everything at once. The learning has certainly tested my patience. I think in this world where we expect everything to happen straight away, I have good days and some less good days. And I think it's also a reminder as a leader and a coach to be effective. We need to give the gift of time and attention and that all important listening to our people, our coaches. People come to us to be listened to, and giving them the thinking space can help them find new ways of overcoming obstacles.
That's great, Penny. And again, it's clear just listening to you speak, there's real feeling in there. You can tell how important it is to you and the sort of lessons that you draw. And it's interesting listening to both of you. Over the last few months in particular, I've been delivering a lot of development work that's based around growth mindset. And I can see so many parallels with that sort of developing a growth mindset, which is about constantly stretching yourself, constantly taking yourself out of your comfort zone. And also this concept of practicing to achieve your potential. That was all going through my mind as you were speaking. Can you relate that growth mindset concept to your swimming activity? Catherine first.
Absolutely, Denise. No matter how many times you go to get into the water, you're always out of your comfort zone because it's not your space. It's you're in someone else's space at that time. And the cold, walking in, getting in, you know, you still take a deep breath and you go, especially as it gets colder, especially as we're into winter, taking those deep breaths and taking your time, getting your breathing right, it really is about stretching yourself. It's about, like Penny said, giving people time to listen and take the time to get to think about things, to realign yourself, to actually give yourself that space that's needed sometimes. And stretching and coming out of your comfort zone isn't easy for anyone. And it's certainly not easy when you're getting into the sea and it's 4 degrees and it's the snow on the ground. So yeah, getting out of your comfort zone and stretching yourself in that growth mindset.
Thanks, Catherine. And you, Penny?
Similarly, I've encountered, as I say, quite a lot of resistance. You think you should be able to do it and it doesn't come easy. And it is a reminder to take yourself out of our comfort zones because that's where other people are.
Yeah.
As a coach, you've got to be prepared to do what you expect from others. As well as learning a new stroke, it has made me think, well, what else can I learn? Where else can I take myself out of my comfort zone? Because whilst it's scary, it's also very stimulating, as Catherine said. You do get a big buzz from it. So it's worth that investment. We're creatures who learn all our life, aren't we, with that growth mindset. And I think it's just remembering to look for the lessons in whatever it is that you're doing, or especially when we have setbacks. Where's the lesson? What can I learn? How can I make something positive happen? I'm doing all this swimming because I can't run at the moment, but I'm finding the positive and learning a new stroke, which is really enriching.
Thank you both so much. I found that really, really interesting and really inspiring as well. So thank you both so much for your time.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. And we hope that you've all found it really inspiring as well and maybe helped you to take a moment and think about what's your go-to escape activity. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you again next time on our Distinctive Podcast. Thank you.